Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind. I had a marathon conversation with Sir Chris Wilson of No Agenda fame. If you've listened to the podcast, you've undoubtedly heard some of his work in some of the jingles and that kind of thing. And we've been talking about different things for a while, and he called me up not too long ago and asked me about weight loss, because he's got his own little weight loss challenge that he needs to do. And so I I've been pretty public with my journey. The last podcast was certainly about that. And Chris and I talked about a lot of things, some of which we're not going to put on the podcast feed, but I'm going to take our 3-hour conversation and cut it into snippets and release it on the Phoneboy Speaks feed. So this is, it's unusual for Phoneboy Speaks, but not unusual for some of the podcasts I've been producing lately. So with that, I will drop into the conversation with Chris. You called me the other day, or you called me, well, I guess yesterday, and said, hey, I've got this weight loss challenge. So tell me a little bit about that.
Okay. So I potentially have to appear on TV, maybe. But I've got to get rid of it anyway. So I hit the 100 kilo mark, or just shy of the 100 kilo mark. And every time I hit the 100 kilo mark, I go, that's it. I've got to lose weight. My ideal weight is around 85 kilos. So I don't know what that's in freedom measurements.
So freedom. Okay. So 100 kilos in freedom measurements is about 220. 85 is, it's probably around 185, give or take. That's because that's about what I weigh. So.
Yeah, so 15 kilos in 3 weeks, 5 kilos a week.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
And the trouble is I'm carrying belly fat like I haven't carried before, old man belly fat. So that's got to go somehow.
Yeah, you got to stop drinking the beer, man, which, you know, you can't be a drunken minstrel, at least for a little while.
Drunkard. Yeah, the drunkard. And that's because as I say, it refers to my ability and not my proclivity.
Well, yes, of course. Yeah. So, yeah, because you can't spend all of your time drinking. Well, you know, no. I don't know. They're not letting us do much, you know, as far as activities right now. So that's, I sometimes say, about all I can do is go for a run or have a drink. And I do a lot of running already. So,
yeah. Well, I can't exactly smoke ganja at the moment, ever. It's been one of those things. I've got one of those brains that if I smoke, I'll be fine and I'll be okay the next day, but I find I carry my brain around in a saucepan. But in all seriousness, what happens is 3 days after having a smoke, I find myself really cranky and snappy with people, and I don't like that person. And it's something I've just become aware of in my younger years. Not that I ever smoked all that much, but playing music, you know, they'd be passing.
Yeah, you'll get a contact high with some people, right?
Exactly. You know, it's all passing around, and so occasionally, you know, I would accept an offer for a smoke. I'd always insist that they offer it to me, and they go, "Why should I offer it to you?" Because I said one day I might take it, and so you know, they'd be passing the joint around or whatever around, and they say, "Chris, you want to smoke?" Expect me to say no. On occasion, I'd say, "Yeah, okay," and we go, "Oh," and I remember one time my mate says, "Oh, okay, I've got some stuff I've been saving for this moment," and everybody looked at him and said, "Why don't you share it with us?" He says, "Anyway." I don't smoke. And,
I don't really either, but it's, unfortunately I was, my parents were drunk stoned hippies. And so I saw way worse than marijuana. So, I don't know, given the choice, I'd rather I think I'd rather somebody be stoned on marijuana than drunk on alcohol, but that's the laws haven't quite caught up with that yet. So, in some places in the States, it's legal, of course, for recreational purposes, but it's not something I have on very much at all. It's just not something that's in my day to day. I mean, I grew up with it and it was not something I wanted to, I wanted to have around. So like, I just don't, it's not something I regularly partake of because it's, I don't have it and although I can get it, it's just not something I want to have.
Yeah. It's also being a dad. As I say, you have to, when you're a parent, you bring a kid into the world that didn't ask to be brought into the world. And to be the best parent, you have to be the best person you can be. And being the best person you can be, you need to be sober and straight most of the time. Save where you can genuinely do not affect the child or the experience the child has. He's going to face enough adversity. But having a parent who's it's not good.
Yeah, as I said, having lived through that, it's one of those things. It's like it was a long time before we would ever drink in front of the kids. I mean, now they're old enough now. Their friends probably drink in some cases, but it's not something that it wasn't something that was normalized around them the same way it was around me when I growing up, because again, I saw my parents do all kinds of stuff that I probably shouldn't have seen, but it made it maybe, I'm less shocked when I see it out in the world, but at the same time, I'm like, no, this is, I know how it affects me. And I'm like, nah, this doesn't work for me. That's something, we start talking about health, mental health is a huge thing, right? And we don't really talk too much about that. People focus on, losing a few kilos and looking nice in a swimsuit or whatever. You can take a diet plan and you can probably lose weight on it in the short term, but for something to last in the long term, you got to figure out why you're eating, because people use food like a drug and to alter their mental state. And the clip on No Agenda is Oreos are just as addictive as cocaine, and that's actually not far from the truth. And in fact, it is the truth, because Oreos have been designed in such a way that they hit everything that the human body or the mind craves. And yeah, and even though I pretty much
balance of sweet and a little bit of salt
and fat,
just it's enough like, grease.
Yeah, to and make it's it. And it's the wrong kind of fat too. It's like, okay, it's this manufactured fat, and I'll tell you that I, as my my daughter, I had to pick her up from the driver's education last summer, and it was. Having her drive my car now, that's kind of a scary thought. But so I picked her up, and they had given her a little
beep 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 beep. Yeah,
yeah.
Sorry.
we had to. So she had in her. They'd given her a little packet of Oreos, and she opened them up, and I was driving home or whatever, and she opened them up, and I'd been pretty much off of, by that point I'd been off of, sugar as something I regularly eat. It was, but she opened up that packet of Oreos and I was just like, oh my God, that I want to, it's like, I want to eat those. And,
oh yeah.
And my daughter's like, do you want one? I'm like, no, do not give me one of those, because I know that that's just not going to go anywhere good. And there's food like that. I mean, so Oreos is one of those things. And it'd been a while since I'd smelled Oreos, and so it almost kind of took me by surprise. And I went, yeah, I got to be careful around that, right? So because that, and it is, yeah, there's a huge dopamine hit and everything, and with that stuff. And another food that's been genetically engineered or modified in a way just for maximum. I don't know, obsession or whatever, but it would be Doritos.
Oh.
That's another one I've got an issue with too, right? I'm Doritos, for me, it's like if there's an open bag of Doritos, the bag gets empty because.
Okay, so back in the 80s, the ad for CC's was can't say no, and so there's Doritos and there was CC's and for corn chips, and I remember buying a pack of corn chips and going, damn, these things taste like salted cardboard. But by the end of the packet, they still tasted like salted cardboard, but I ate them, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
And no, I wasn't stoned.
Yeah. Well, that's the food industry has spent all, you know, they actually, if you dig into it, the food industry, a lot of the food companies are owned by, you know, or some of them at least are owned by former tobacco companies. And we know what happened to the tobacco companies, at least in the US. So they took their same playbook and they're now using that same playbook for food, which, you know, and unlike cigarettes, which are, you know, not, which is something that's not essential by any stretch of the imagination, you can't say the same thing about food. We all need to eat at some point. The question is what? And so, you know, that's a whole different thing. And yeah, so the food has gotten more and more addictive. It's also less and less good for us. And yeah, there was a whole 99% Invisible episode on the fact that, you know, Doritos got turned, you know, they were originally this, they were just kind of not very interesting. And then they figured out how to, you know, how to hijack your food senses basically and turn it into something that's incredibly addictive. And yeah, that's actually something that you have to, you know, people that say that moderation works, right? That you can have everything in moderation. Well, try telling a drug addict that they can have cocaine in, you know, or in moderation, or if they're, you know, if they're addicted to marijuana or whatever, it's like they're an alcoholic. Try to tell them that they can have drinks in moderation. They can't. And some of these foods, and everybody's a little different as to which ones those are for people. Yeah, I happen to know it's Doritos for me. So, and Oreos are another one of those things. And then, so it's like, okay, I can't have those because if I do, then I'm going to be off the rails and that's not going to be good. And, and actually I've kind of gotten to the point now with the changes I've made in my diet. If I eat poorly, like really poorly, I'm going to feel it right away, or I'm going to feel it like in the next couple of days. And you know,
exactly,
yeah. And so, you know, like, I mean, I could, you know, and I run, so, you know, I run, you know, like 10-15K a day, right? And you know, just
that's good,
not all at once, but I mean, today I did, yeah, today I was, my first run was 10K, and I'll probably go for about 5K a little later. And that's you know, and again, I do that, and if, trust me, if I eat a lot of sugar grains, I'm going to feel it, right? And, you know, yeah, in my knees and my feet, whatever, or in other ways. So, and let's face it, none of us are perfect. We all have moments of weakness, and, or, you know, or it's a special occasion, right? So it's never to say you're never going to have those things again, although there's probably some things you shouldn't have ever. But if there are going to be certain things that you wouldn't eat on a regular basis, but in a special circumstance, or you might have it once in a while for a special occasion, but then that's not an excuse to go on a bender for a month. That you get right back on the next day and you just do it, right? And you just get back to it, and you recover from that. It's like the last two times I was on Hog Story, there was beer being drank, and while I love beer, don't get me wrong, it's not something I can have every day. I know that it's like drinking a loaf of bread.
Very good.
Which is, so if you are going to drink, if you want to lose weight quickly, yeah, you gotta not have any alcohol whatsoever. But, you know, once you get down to, you know, about where you want to be, then if you stick to, you know, grain alcohol, so like your vodkas and your whiskeys and your, things that are generally unflavored, you might mix it with soda water or something, but, you know, there's lots of
love, yeah, my wine.
Yeah, and this is wine every once in a while is okay too. There are some that are lower carb than others. I do like a good red wine every once in a while, but the problem is that I'm the only person in my house that drinks wine. So it's one of those things I never buy unless I'm out with some friends or something. Yeah, we might have a bottle of wine and call it good, but it's not something I'm going to, because, you know, a bottle of wine, problem is that I'd have to drink it very quickly. And yeah. And I'm not an alcoholic.
Spread it over 3 days. Spread it over 3 days and you get one of those vacuum. Actually, you can even make a week out of it if you're careful and a little less fussy. You can get one of those vacuum corks, which sucks all, and you poke it in and suck all the air out.
Yep.
And that helps prevent the oxidization. And you stick it in the fridge, and that slows it down as well. Even a red, stick it in the fridge, and then bring it out and warm it up before you serve it. And you can go back to it. You know, you can spread that over 2 or 3 days without losing. I mean, Yeah, sometimes you get a wine that's a little young. You can get an extra day. You leave in the bottle the day, and it's completely changed, and it gives you an idea of where it's headed. You get something that's a little bit old. You kind of have to drink it within the within the allocated time, and phone boy, sacrifices have to be made.
Yeah, well, I think if you're at a if you're at a point where you need to lose 15 kilos, that's probably one of the easy. Yeah, getting rid of all your liquid calories is probably one of the first things to do, and that's actually something I remember from even back doing Atkins back in 2005 because the first time I tried to lose weight, I was 280 pounds, which in real units is
science.
It's about 130 kilos, give or take.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, at my worst, I was 150 kilos, which is 330 pounds. So
that's impressive.
Yeah. So So my goal is actually to get down to 75 kilos, So that would be 165 in freedom units. And that would make me literally half the man I used to be. So that's my goal, but I'm not there yet. I've got about another 10 kilos to go before that's the case. But
I just need 50. I need to get rid of the fat, the belly fat, and I need to get and I need just to put some muscle mass back on. And said he's staring at a bottle of wine I opened on the weekend, and had planned to have another glass of it at some stage, and just haven't got around to it. And so it's sitting there with the top taken off of it, and that's just going to end up down the sink, like quite a number of bottles that happens. You open a bottle of wine, you drink some of it, and you put it in the fridge, or you put it somewhere and you forget about it, because life and kids and child,
of course,
young knights, young no agenda human resources. Anyway,
yeah.
Actually, I tell you about. Or as being as addictive as cocaine, there's a few things I allow myself once a year, and usually by necessity. McDonald's, I'll only ever eat McDonald's once a year. That's it. I'll get their coffee if I'm invited somewhere, and I'll just get a straight black coffee, short black espresso, but I typically won't eat any of their food. And Krispy Kremes. Now, I broke on the Krispy Kremes. There was a box of Krispy Kremes at one of my clients' offices, and I had one, and I had another, and then I had another. And they are the most strangely unsatisfying food I have eaten. They are, for those who are familiar with The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, they are the Turkish delight. In that they taste really good while it's in your mouth, but you don't feel good afterwards, and you kind of want another one to make that feeling go away. It is the heroine of food. And this was the effect. So it was like a week or two later, and I was driving past 7-Eleven service stations here, petrol stations, gas stations. We've got 7-Eleven branded. They bought all the mobile sites. And they advertised Krispy Kreme, and there was a big sign there for Krispy Kreme next to the 7-Eleven. And I salivated. I looked up and I went, oh, shit, this is a problem. It triggered an involuntary response. Trigger warning. And, that shocked me.
Yeah.
So well, that was how
that's
big.
That's what they do, though. That's
yeah.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.